Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ruvell, and this is ValueSide for Friday, May 12. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, what you need to know about index funds. I was recently asked if index funds, or fill in any investment product that you like, are they a good investment? I used to reply in standard brokerese, yes, index funds can be a very good investment in a well-diversified portfolio of high-quality conservative stocks and bonds. It's just what they taught us in broker school and a safe way to answer the question. But regrettably, it's an answer that doesn't quite tell the whole story. Ask today, and I'd reply that index funds or any other investment product are not a good investment, at least not in the way that you're thinking of investment. Now, in the last 50 years, there's been a dramatic change in the way the financial service industry operates. That it's an industry at all indicates just how far we've come in money management. Today, we're talking about the average investor, someone who has a few thousand to even a few million dollars to invest. And if you're one of the fortunate few who have more than a few million dollars to invest, we'll address your issues in another column. But perhaps you have been blessed and now have what you consider a sizable amount of money that you need to invest. You're well aware of the opportunity cost of just letting those funds sit idle. Every day that goes by, you feel the pressure increase to do something, anything with those funds. My father had an expression for this: the money is burning a hole in your pocket. And it's true. You have money, and you've got to put it to work. Others have done that and multiplied their wealth. Why not you? So you decide to call your local stockbroker, or financial planner, or investment advisor, or heaven forbid, accountant, or worst of all, attorney. Perhaps they invite you to lunch. After a wonderful meal, they explain that they have a great program. Everyone they put into it has done wonderfully. Why not invest in index funds? Expenses are low, and returns up to now have been exemplary. You thank them for lunch and indicate that you'll get back to them. Now, in the back of your mind, you're wondering, what's an index fund? And the answer is all part of those changes in the financial services industry I was talking about. At its core, an index fund is a passively managed fund that invests in a given benchmark called an index, the most popular of which is the Standard & Poor's 500, a collection of the 500 largest, most expensive stocks in the market. Now, the operative word here is passive. Neither your friend who recommended the index fund nor the management of that fund decides when to buy or sell a stock or when you should invest or liquidate the fund. It's all passive. The fund itself only invests in a manner that replicates the benchmark. In our example, they are trying to replicate the Standard & Poor's 500 index. To the degree that your friend has recommended that you invest in an index fund, most of the time they are making that recommendation based on some passive investment model. Everything that has occurred up to now is purely passive. The underlying assumption is that things will continue along just as they have been doing, that the return investor received a couple of years ago will continue. The question is, will they? And it's a critical point, and one that must be considered to protect your wealth. You worked long and hard for those funds you've accumulated, and you're now on the verge of handing that nest egg over to someone who you assume will look after it. And there was a time 50 years ago or so when investment professionals did indeed take a personal interest in your portfolio's success. And as we noted, that kind of professional oversight might still exist at the highest levels, but for most of us, investing today is much more mechanical than that. We are all lumped into a group of investors with similar profiles, the same age range, similar investments, similar wealth. And once in that group, we are then placed into a passively managed fund, like an index fund. So here's my bottom line. Index funds, or any other passive investments, can be a wonderful way to invest as long as you understand that you are in charge. In this new world of investings, you must be the boss. An index fund is just like an automobile. It will be a wonderful investment vehicle as long as you realize that you must drive it. You are the one at the steering wheel. You must have a good idea of where you're going and how much risk you'll take, or whether or not it's time to stop the car and get out. Now, my personal view is that we are entering a rough spot along our investment road, that the weeks and months ahead will likely be very different from the time we're leaving, that you should underline the old saw that, quote, past performance is no guarantee of future returns. It's an unfortunate reality that in today's modern investment world, the only one looking out for you is you. And that's The Value Side for Friday, May 12. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.